Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. During the run-up to Easter this year, a number of articles appeared in national newspapers and some television programs also came out addressing the question of Jesus' empty tomb. As you might expect, they tried to throw some doubts upon the biblical account of the physical resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth from the dead by offering various other rational and reliable explanations. Here are just a few that I heard. The women went to the wrong tomb. Grave robbers stole Jesus' body. The disciples hallucinated the whole thing. Jesus only pretended to be dead. The disciples just made the entire story up. But let's just take a brief look at these reasonable and reliable explanations. My personal favorite is that the women went to the wrong tomb. In their sadness and through their tears, they mistook a newly hewn tomb in the rocks near where Joseph of Arimathea had buried the lifeless body of Jesus. They discovered that the wrong tomb was empty, so they immediately jumped to the unwarranted conclusion that Jesus had risen from the dead. And they went back and informed Jesus' followers, who for some reason believed them. But the somewhat glaring flaw with his reasonable and reliable explanation is that Jesus' body would still have been entombed in the original sepulcher, which the Jewish and Roman leaders certainly would have produced once these poor, deluded followers of Jesus started proclaiming that he was alive and well. But no body was ever produced. In fact, none of the ancient sources, either Jewish or Roman, ever suggested that the tomb of Jesus was not empty. So, perhaps not such a reasonable and reliable explanation after all. A more plausible explanation is that Jesus' body was stolen by grave robbers, as this activity was well attested during this period of time. However, this explanation is not without its shortcomings either. Matthew notes that a guard was posted in front of the tomb to prevent just such an occurrence. It is also interesting to note that if grave robbers really did abscond with the body, then why didn't they take the really expensive and valuable spices and grave clothes with them? And why did they stop to fold up the cloth that covered Jesus' head? And how could they remove his body without disturbing the grave clothes? Along with the shortcomings of this rational explanation, it fails to account for the resurrection appearances of Jesus and the proclamation of his resurrection by the transformed disciples. Still others think the entire lot of disciples merely hallucinated the resurrection appearances of Jesus. But Paul informs us that the resurrected Jesus appeared to over 500 people at one time. Now the odds of such a group hallucination taking place are almost incalculable. This theory also fails to take into consideration that the resurrection appearances of Jesus not only included sight and sound, but also touch. As Jesus' disciples were encouraged to reach out and touch and feel that he really was physically resurrected from the dead. But the biggest fly in the ointment with this theory, as with the first, was that if a group hallucination really did occur, then the dead body of Jesus would still be located in the tomb, and the authorities would have brought this to everyone's attention immediately, which they did not, because there was no body in the tomb. Still other skeptics claim that Jesus feigned his death on the cross, perhaps by going into a deep trance, which fooled everyone into thinking that he really had expired. But once he was in the cool tomb, the chill awakened him, and he climbed out of the linen strips of cloth that had encompassed him. He rolled the giant stone away, and he returned, quite bruised and battered, though, to the disciples, saying that he was alive. The disciples, overjoyed and ignoring the dreadful injuries to Jesus and his weakened condition, announced his resurrection to all and sundry. But this fails to take into account that the Roman soldiers actually knew what they were doing, and that they could recognize a dead man when they saw one. This theory also fails to take into account the spear wound inflicted by a soldier into Jesus' side, which almost certainly pierced his heart, as seen by the report given by the Gospel of St. John, which says that water and blood came out of his side. This theory also makes the disciples out to be liars, because Jesus would eventually die, but they proclaimed him to be risen and ascended physically into heaven, where he is now seated at God's right hand forevermore. Unfortunately for the skeptical British media, none of these reasonable explanations to account for the resurrection of Jesus actually holds any water. The overwhelming historical evidence points to the fact that the disciples actually did tell the truth about Jesus' resurrection. Before that first Easter morning, the disciples were in utter disarray. One had betrayed Jesus. Another publicly denied even knowing him. All had abandoned him to save their own skin. They huddled timidly together, not knowing what a future without Jesus would hold for them. They were frightened, disillusioned, distraught, and utterly devoid of hope. But when Jesus came to them, announcing his peace was upon them, and that they were to touch him in order to believe that he had physically risen from the dead, their entire lives changed. Nothing could prevent them from proclaiming the good news of the resurrected and living Jesus of Nazareth. Not threats, not beatings, not imprisonment, and not even death. They just kept on telling everyone the same old foolish story. Jesus of Nazareth, whom you crucified, is alive, and believing this wonderful message, our sins are forgiven, and eternal life is given to us freely as God's gracious gift. Today, that same message resounds through the church's teaching and preaching. Skeptics may produce various theories to try and disprove the resurrection of Jesus, but the truth is, the evidence confirms the physical resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth from the dead. Therefore, our faith in him is not in vain, and we are no longer under the curse of our sins. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, who has promised in your gospel that your disciples shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free, give to us, we pray, the Holy Spirit, sent by you and leading to you, that we may find the truth in finding you. For you are the way, the truth, and the life, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.